Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adam, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your life on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Monday with Coach Adam, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dream. Wow. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. Okay, of course, you know Coach Adams is without question biased. Of course I'm biased. But I want you to know that if you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com, Inspired Media for You. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Inspired Media, the number 4, the letter U. And again, each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with our in-studio guests for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject that I'm so excited about, You're Not Invisible. You're going to hear more about that. And so we're going to share for about 40 minutes into today's programming, and then we will open the lines up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments. This, of course, lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we tell you now, don't be scared. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in at the appropriate time. Before we jump into today's topic, You're Not Invisible, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to today's broadcast. Send someone a quick fax, a quick email right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Ooh, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's program. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. I want to encourage you, if you don't already have your pens and notepads, tablets, laptops, desktops, iPads, all in front of you, ready to capture the richness of what will be shared today on Motivational Mondays, you have a quick second to grab it. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, we truly have an all-star joining us in the virtual boardroom. You know, my journey has been a journey that has been so rich in that I have had the fortunate pleasure of encountering the most amazing people along the way. And when I tell you, today's in-studio guest is without question, no exception, Yolanda Kay. Yolanda Kay is a speaker, success advocate, and author. She has over 20 years' experience in human resources and administration, and she truly knows what it's like to have a vision and yet be living visionless. And so I want you to give a warm virtual welcome to my spiritual sister, sister friend who I have served with at my church, Faithful Central Bible Church. She is as well one of the pastoral staff members there at Faithful Central, and I'm so excited to be sharing with Yolanda Kay today on Motivational Mondays as we tackle this subject of You're Not Invisible. Yolanda Kay, welcome to today's broadcast.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I am fabulous, as I love to say, and the question is, how are you?
Oh, my gosh. So I have been waiting and waiting for this time to be able to share with your listeners ever since we connected at the author showcase that we had at the church. I have been so excited about coming on and being able to just chat and talk with you. I am a silent fan of yours and what you're doing with your coaching, but just have just been extremely excited about being here today.
I so appreciate that, and I'm so touched that you said you're a silent fan. You don't have to be silent screaming for me.
I know. I'm a silent one of those like all of her stuff on Facebook. I'm one of those like love on Facebook. Yes, go. That's it. Tell them.
Well, you know, the feelings are mutual. We are fans of each other. And, you know, one of the things that I love to ask my in-studio guest is, if you were to describe and share with others who Yolanda Kay is, who would you say from your own words and point of view that she is?
So whenever I'm asked that question of who you are, the first thing that most people go to is what they do. You know, this is who I am. I am a coach. I am a pastor.
That's so true.
I am this. But it really is about what they do. And so when I think about me, yes, I am a wife. That is a role I play. I'm a wife of 27 years to my high school sweetheart. We met when I was 12. And I am the mother. Another role I play of a young adult and a high school senior, who, by the way, we did registration for the last time today, a high school senior. And I am an encourager. I am a cheerleader. And yeah, it's a role, but it's who I am innately. When you say you have a goal or a vision or a dream, I'm the person that's like, let's do it. I'm the one that's jumping up. Okay, what we need to do next? What do we need to do? How do I need to help you? Let's get a plan together. I'm that encourager, that voice of excitement for your goals. I am a lover of Disney and all fun things. I am a Disney lover, and I love life. I love the Lord. He is everything to me. I think whenever I think about my relationship with the Lord, I think about how much I've grown, but also that He is my friend. And as my friend, we laugh together. We cry together. He holds me. But in the past couple of weeks, I've just known Him to be the friend that I've needed. So I love the Lord. So if you ask me who I am, I'm all of that. I'm the fun one. I'm the one that's going to make you laugh. And I'm also the one that's going to hold you accountable and look at you crazy when you say you can't. Yeah, that's me.
I love it. And you know what? All of what you stated, I can see that. I've experienced that. And without question, it is truly who you are. No question about it. And, you know, when you were saying encourager, cheerleader, I can definitely say, and one that will hold others accountable. And all of those other layers, I was like, yep, I can see it. I've experienced it. And I was nodding my head. And that cheerleader, that encourager in you, I must say I've really grown to appreciate her, because just in the smile that you radiate, no question about it, the love of God and who He is in you, it shines forth. And so even when you're holding one accountable because of who He is on the inside, there's such an exuberance of His fire in you. So I could not have said that better. Your bio could not have said that better. We'll touch on more of the experience and all of that. But let's jump into today's topic, because since we connected, I am telling you, this subject of you're not invisible has been burning on me. I've been so looking forward to today's broadcast, and it's so funny. Today I had to go to the DMV, and I don't know, you know, if you've really experienced DMV. So I had this appointment, okay, that I've been waiting for almost a month. I get to the DMV, and there was a little oopsie with the appointment. And, of course, today's installment of Motivational Mondays is you're not invisible, so that's in my head. But I must admit, when I was standing in the DMV today in window number 20 in front of that man, I felt slightly invisible.
Yes.
Need I say more if anyone has had a not-so-favorable experience with the DMV? We're grateful for the DMV. Yeah. So I'm excited to hear, what is your story, Yolanda Kay, and how does it relate to today's topic, You're Not Invisible?
When we talked and you said, you asked me what topic resonates with you that you would want to share, and the first thing that I thought about was that you're not invisible. And I think for me that stems from the fact that for so long, I thought that my story wasn't enough, that I didn't have what a girlfriend of mine called a top 10 story, you know, that story that takes you to the brink and brings you back, or that story that's like so like, oh, my goodness, did that really happen? I didn't have that story. And for so long, because I didn't have a story like that, I thought my story wasn't enough. Who's going to want to hear my story? I didn't have a story of financial despair. I didn't have a story of abuse. I didn't have a story of, you know, addiction or tragedy or family members, or I had everyday life. I had everyday practical, trying to make it, trying to do it, trying to be the PTA mom and being at the church and trying to be a good wife and trying to make sure your marriage is on track and trying to make sure your kids are on track. And, you know, I didn't have a story. At least that's what I said to myself. This is everyday life. There was no story here. And so for me, the invisible was just that. It was, I didn't have a story. I didn't think I had a story. And my life felt like it was invisible. I am, one of the things I didn't say is I'm pretty take charge. I'm pretty much going to get involved, make it happen, do what it do, do what I got to do. That's what we. That's what I'm going to do.
No,
and so that's how I.
Yolanda Kane.
Yeah, that would be her. That would be her. And so I do that just because that's who I am. That's what I do. That's what we got to do. Got to make it happen. Let's go. Let's get it together. Let's move on. And I'm the take charge. And in doing that, I lost sight of me in terms of just being the take charge. I was the one taking charge. And so my invisibleness, if you will, came from not really having or not believing that I had a story, and that life was just, that it was just life. So that's why it was important to me. I remember sometimes being in service and knowing that on the inside there was something not right. One of the things that I say that I had a vision but was living visionless because I was so in the midst of the everyday practical things of my life that I was dying on the inside. But see, that's not a story. At least that's what I said to myself. The practical, everybody got practical everyday things in their life. Girl, that ain't no story. And so we would be in service, and, you know, Bishop would pray, and sometimes he would pray, and if you've had addiction in your family, I want to pray for you. If you've had abuse, I want to pray for you. If you've had, you know, this or that, what one of my friends called the top 10, I want to pray for you. But I didn't have any of that. I didn't, you know, I didn't come from a broken home. And broken, not a bad way, but my parents are still married. They've been married over 50 years. College was expected. You know, there's this unwritten rule book, at least when I grew up and where I grew up. There was this unwritten rule book. And this rule book says, well, you go to high school, you get good grades, you go to college, you get a job, you get married, you have kids, you live a happy life. Well, I checked all the boxes.
You know, I have to ask you, because one of the things that my dad used to tell me, not just get a job, but get a good government job.
Yes. 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 It was, you know, check the boxes. That was the path to the happy life. You did it right. At least where I grew up and when and how I how my childhood and growing up was. And so I checked all those boxes, and I was miserable. But I wasn't miserable because of some tragedy. And so I discounted my story. And I think for me, I think a lot of people, a lot of women particularly, discount their stories. And it's either discounting it because they don't think it's enough, or discounting it because it's too much and they think nobody else can handle it and nobody else has experienced it but them. So you got it on both
ends. I love that. Yes, I absolutely love it. And I love that you brought out the point that you had vision and yet you were living visionless, and that everyone has a story. And I think that is so important for our listeners to really understand and get today on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You, that you're not invisible. Absolutely everyone has a story that's important. Everyone has a story that is significant, and we can't lose sight of that. And however we were created to be used through our story, it's important. And, you know, one of the things that I was sitting here listening, and I'm like, wow, you know, I'm seeing on your website about you, you shared that, you know, after years of standing in, quote, unquote, your own way, you know, it was time for you to stop playing small. And that God created you, of course, for a purpose, and you're a purpose-driven leader. I'm curious to know, what was the shifting for Yolanda Payne? What was that, you know, that switch turning on that had you to shift? What made you make a shift and realize, hey, I'm not invisible. Hey, I do have a story. Hey, stop living visionless.
I think that's a two-part answer for me. I think that part of it came through being in a what I call the darkest point of my life in terms of depression. I suffered, and occasionally I know how to recognize it a lot better, but I suffered from depression, and it was a depression that was so dark and hopeless. I promise you, I don't wish that kind of darkness on anybody. But in that darkness, I learned how to live in darkness. I learned how to operate. I learned how to do all the things I needed to do. PTA president, ran the book fair, could do it all, and yet where I lived was dark. Where Yolanda, the spirit, the person, was dark, and yet I interacted with you every day. And I believe so many women do that. They interact every day. They're walking around in depression, and yet because they are mothers and wives and employees and business owners, that they have to get up and still make it happen, and yet they're still walking around in darkness. I think that as I
came
to that.
And, you know what, I agree with you. I so agree with you, and I want to let you continue to share, but I wanted to just interact and interject right there because I so believe that what you're saying is so true, that so many women primarily, but also men, are just existing.
Existing, that's it. That's it.
Just existing. They're going
that's
through
it.
The routine of life, and they're
that's
just
it.
Existing. And that
that's
is just,
it.
You know, it's so unfortunate.
Ooh, yes.
I am enjoying this. You know I have my pen and pad handy. I'm taking notes about what we're talking about.
Yeah,
that's so neat.
Yeah, and so it was, and that's where I was. I was in a state of existence, and a state of existence and just dark. And I did what I had to do, but I couldn't literally do anything else. And I remember I was in bed, I asked this went on for a couple of years, and then it got really intense over like a 6 month, the existing a couple of years, and then really intense with the hopelessness. And yet I could see, that's why I say vision without and being visionless, because I could see something else, but I couldn't see something else. And I don't even know if that makes sense to some. I could see where God was calling me, but I couldn't see it. And I know, here's what I always, that I know, when you call him, he will answer. And I remember laying in my bed, and I said, I can't do this no more. You got to come, because I can't do this like this anymore. And I cried out and I yelled out and I said, where are you? Where are you? I need you. That was a Monday, Tuesday, and by the end of the week, when I got out of the bed by the end of the week, I could see a little flicker of light. Now, mind you, I couldn't see any light, nothing, for the 6 months, couple of years prior to that. I saw a little flicker of light, and I knew in my heart that he had heard me. I knew he had heard me. But it wasn't easy. And so that's when you say, when did it change? It changed through some work. I had to work at the change. I had to work at mm-hmm. the transformation. And mm-hmm. so there were a couple of things. There's three things, but I'll tell you guys one. One of the things that the Lord told me and what I had to do was I had to write it down. And I had journaled.
And make it plain.
Yeah, I had journaled before, but I was not consistent. And so he said, all right, consistent. And I journaled and I wrote and I wrote what I felt and I wrote what I saw. And what I found in the writing is when you write down sometimes what you feel and how you're feeling and what's going on, and you go back and you read it, because I also go back and I read what I journaled. It comes off the page different. He gave me a different perspective of what I wrote. And so that was a key part of the change for me. And then after I started coming out of this, the more I wrote in the journal, the more he would kind of remind me, because it was a reminder. It wasn't a reveal of what he had called me to do. It was a reminder of, because I knew, deep down I knew. And he reminded me of what he had called me to do, and to encourage and to speak and to coach and to let women and men know that whatever that dream and whatever that vision is and whatever God is calling you to do, that you can do it. You have everything inside of you to do it. And that he would be with you as you journey through getting it done. And yes, it would be some work to get it done, but he was going to be with you every step of the way. He had to remind me of that. And then the second half of realizing that I had to get the story, that I was a change, was when I wrote the chapter in Soul Source, because I wasn't going to do it. Because I didn't, again, I'm like, who want to hear about the practicality of life? That ain't nothing. That was my rationale.
And you know what's so key, Yolanda Kay, is that many are listening in and their story is your story, meaning that, okay, they haven't had a traumatic situation, but the practicality of life is a struggle for them. You know, they
yes.
feel like you're feeling, they feel like, God has a purpose for me, but I don't know where to go with this. I remember when I was in real estate and I was crying out, like what you were saying. I was saying, wow, is she reading my mail? I cried out to God saying, okay, what is it? Okay, this is not it. I was ready to pull what little hair I had at the time in my hair out, because I was like, this is clearly not it. I need direction, and feeling so frustrated. And I often share, you know, with individuals that I felt like that square peg trying to fit and squeeze into a
yes.
round hole, felt like
yes.
I was going against the grain. And
yes.
so when I'm listening to you, what's so awesome is that I'm saying many can so relate. Everyone doesn't have to have a dramatic story,
right.
but life brings about sub-story. So our life experiences bring about these various things. And another key thing that you shared today is that we have to be willing to do the work. We can cry
yes.
out and God will answer us, but we have to do the work. The journey is ours, and as our bishop often says, we have to participate in our miracle. The miracle
you do.
Is waiting for us, but we have to participate. What is that saying? We have to do the work. Whatever
you have to do the work.
And it's different. Yeah, it's different for each person.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I am telling you, I am just getting so much from what you're sharing, and I love that you brought up your chapter in the book. Now tell us, how did this come about? Because I'm so excited to hear more around this chapter that you said, people don't want to hear about it. But yet, clearly, the individual that produced that the book knew you had a story to tell.
Yeah, so Cheryl Pelote Williamson is a multi-best-selling author. She is a speaker. She's a coach. And she and I happen to have grown up together in Savannah, Georgia. And she and I had been, we had lost contact with each other and reconnected on Facebook and just kind of been reconnected and ended up talking, just kind of talking and seeing what was going on. And she had written, when we first started talking, she had written her first, she had written her first book, and she was actually a part of an anthology herself. And she and I were talking. The book that I'm, the anthology that I'm a part of is actually the, book three in a four-part series, the Soul series. I am in book three. And interestingly enough, when she did book one, we talked about it, Soul Talk, and I said, okay. We just, I kind of went back and forth, and it was kind of like, oh, maybe, I don't know. And opportunity passed, and it was like, okay. She then did one called Soul Bearer, and Soul Bearer was nine men. And then she and I talked again, and she said, this, yeah, this is the one you're supposed to be in. And I'm like, oh. There was, you know how there is a flutter, a something, a quickening in your spirit when you know that what you're hearing is right. But for me, it's like, whoa, let's hold on. And she said, I believe that you have a story for this one. And even as she said it, I felt the quickening. But you know how the mind does. The mind started talking crazy. Girl, really? You don't have no story. What? You don't have a story. And so yet my spirit was saying something else. And so,
and yeah, it was so funny because won't the mind do that, Yolanda Kay? The mind
yes.
will start telling you, you can't, you won't. All those negative past files.
That negative stuff.
You're not a, yeah, that negative, as I say, that stinking thinking will start
rising. That stinking thinking,
up,
that's good.
And try to block us from what God is saying, no, I want you to do this. And what an amazing legacy that you have established for yourself with this
yeah.
project. So tell us more. I'm excited. Go ahead.
Yes. I remember the first call with, you know, I said, okay, yes, I'll do it. Still not even knowing why I'm doing it. Not even real. I'm still not knowing why am I doing this. And I remember the first call, and we were on the phone with the other authors, and some of them were starting to talk and not share their whole stories, but they just in the conversation. And I remember getting off the phone. I said, now why am I on this phone with these ladies? Why am I in this project? Again, that's thinking. You don't have a story. These women are powerful. They have this going on. They have that going on. And I don't see, and even though God had delivered and brought me out of that depressed state, there were still parts of me that still I had to always continue to work on. And I think sometimes we forget that the journey and the work doesn't stop when you think you're healed or when you think you've got it or when you think you got the answer. It doesn't stop. There's always parts of you to learn. There's always personal development that has to happen. There's always knowledge to be gained. And so I was still in that place of, come on, man, you don't have a story like that. You trying to work, scratch your way up from trying to figure out how you're going to get into this business and what you're going to do. You don't have the story yet. And then there was another call, and I remember hanging up thinking, okay, enough, kiddo, enough. Let's dig deep and pull. I wrote all kind of stuff first. I don't even, one day I'm going to go back and pull up the stuff that I wrote first. But then I started writing, and God changed some things. He reminded me of some things that had happened in my journey. He reminded me of something as simple as being in such a dark place, but yet knowing that there had to be a connection with him. When my daughter was smaller, she would say are we going to children's church? And knowing that I couldn't break that connection with him, even though I was in the dark place, even though I could not hear, I made sure she heard. I would bring her to children's church. I would go sit in the back of the church, or if not even come in, and sit in the parking lot and wait for her in children's church. Because I still knew that I needed a connection. He reminded me of that. And so as I started to write and I started to remember those feelings and how I felt and the things that it took, he reminded me that in the practical everyday of life, people still have to depend on me. They have to, even though it feels mundane, even though it feels practical, even though it feels everyday ordinary, I am still in control of not just the tragic moments, not just the big moments, but I am also in control of the everyday, routine, ordinary, practical chores, tasks, things of life.
I love it. So true.
When I realized I couldn't sit still anymore, it was a combination of things. It was that coming out of that place and realizing that I did have a story to share. And God used Cheryl and God used this Soul Source movement to help me get the story out. And I will say the story is not finished.
And it isn't, because his story, capital H-I-S, story,
yes,
continues. Truly, his
yes
story continues. So share with us, how do you support and empower others in this realization that you're not invisible, connecting that with, of course, the speaker, the business advocate, success advocate, and, of course, without question, the author of Soul Source.
So for me, it's reminding you to share your story. It's reminding you of that dream, of that vision that you had, and for whatever reason, for whatever season, you haven't grasped it. You haven't gotten it. You haven't taken it. You haven't run with it. But it's still there. It never left. It didn't go anywhere. And to cheer you on to go after it, because a lot of times it's that thing, that purpose that God has given us that we run away from, that we're afraid of, that we're not sure of. And for me, it's to tell the story to make sure that you know that you're not invisible, that no matter what your story is, no matter where it is, it's taking you to the dream, the vision of what God is calling you to do. Because ultimately, your story is going to bless somebody.
So true.
Your story
so true
is going to bless somebody. And so in taking that story, looking at that story and seeing there's some stuff that God is calling you to. There's some stuff that God wants you to do. You have visions and dreams and goals of some stuff that you've held back on because you felt invisible, because you felt like nobody would see you, because you felt like it wasn't big enough. I'm here to cheer you on to let you know.
And yes, you are the cheerleader. You know what I love, Yolanda Kay, about what you're sharing is that people need to know that when you share your story, when you share your stuff, when you share what you have overcome, regardless of the level of that overcoming, but the mere fact that you have overcome, it
yes
gives hope to someone else who is
yes
struggling through life stuff, the circumstances of life and all that
yes
life throws
yes
away. So when people hear someone else's story, it gives hope because it's like,
yes,
wow, she made it through a touch of depression. She made
yes
it through feeling I had a vision, but yet I was visionless. She made it through whatever it is. If she did it, I now feel hopeful and recognize, wow, I can do it. May
absolutely
not be easy, but it brings forth hope. I'm loving
absolutely
it.
Absolutely.
You know, please share. This is a great opportunity at this time as we thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for You with Coach Adams and our in-studio guest, Yolanda Kay, as we're talking about You're Not Invisible. Yolanda Kay, please share with our listening audience how would they acquire a copy of Soul Source, and if they wanted to connect with you offline, how would they make that connection with you?
So, absolutely. I would love to connect and for you to get a copy of this just empowering and it is just a blessing, this anthology. You can actually go to my website, which is yolandakaye.com, and you can actually click on Soul Source, and you can purchase the book that way. You can also go to the comment section on my website and absolutely leave me your name and your information. I would love to be able to sit down and talk to you a little bit more about your goals and strategies and see how we might be able to do something together. And so you can always schedule time with me, again, on the website. I also have a Facebook group, and I absolutely love this group, and to shout out to all my Goal For It members. There's a Facebook group called Goal, G-O-A-L, For It, Goal For It. And it really is men and women who are going after their dreams, going after their goals. We hold each other accountable. We encourage each other. We motivate each other. There's tips and techniques and things on time management and prioritization and goal setting and how to get the vision from the vision board to your reality. So there's all sorts of tips and things on there, and I would love for you to join. So that's another way to connect with me and with the Goal For It community. But yeah, absolutely, the website is definitely the best way to go purchase the book. And when you purchase a copy, it will be signed by yours truly and shipped directly to you.
And what was the website address again?
The website address is www.yolandakaye.com.
Yolanda K-A-Y-E.com. And I do want you to know that if you go to her website, you can receive your free copy of Beyond the Vision Board, 6 steps to help you move your vision from the board to reality. And that is the key, because so often I spoke, I believe it was last week on Motivational Monday, we were talking about choices versus decisions and discipline.
Mm,
and one of the
great topic.
About is that, thank you. One of the things that we spoke about is that obviously, you know, you make that decision, but choices are what convert, because you have to choose to step out. You have to choose to, quote unquote, move beyond the vision board to making things a reality. You have to do something. I think that this is a great time in our broadcast, if agreeable, that we allow, I'm sure that, and I'm hopeful, that we have some individuals that are listening in, and they are chomping at the bit, as one would say, and they're thinking, wow, I have a question for Yolanda Kay. I'm loving the richness that's being shared. I have a comment. So we want to take this opportunity, and this is the time in our programming where we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. So the dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. And again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Don't be scared. We invite you to chime right on in, and this is the appropriate time for you to do so. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, as they will say, Yolanda and I continue our conversation. And I have a question for you.
Okay.
Today, what would you say has been your greatest life lesson that you have learned on your journey thus far?
Ooh, that's a good one. I think my greatest life lesson that I have learned would be that no matter what, He is always with you. God is always with you, no matter what. No matter what it is, God is always with you. And even as I say it, there's a part of me that says that that's really simple. Well, I mean, Yolanda, of course. But I think sometimes in the midst and the throes of everything that goes on around us, that there are moments and there are times that we might forget, and it doesn't feel like it. And we know that feelings come and go, and we must always rely on what we know. But even sometimes in the midst of life, our knower can get off, if you will. Our knower can get off. And I know it, but my knower's off. And when I come back to, it doesn't matter what it is, it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what's been said or not said. It doesn't matter how it's going to appear or not appear. He is always with me. That would be it for me.
I love that, because if we can just get that He is always with us, when we are in, quote-unquote, those valley experiences of life and feeling hopeless and we're feeling depressed and life is kind of beating us down, if we can stay mindful and remember and know, our knower knowing, that even when I'm in this difficult place, that God is truly with me. He never leaves me. He never forsakes me. He's right there in the midst of me.
In our decision making, I was sitting here, and as you were talking, I was like, in your decisions, in your choices, in your, you know, in the path that you walk today, in the little things that don't seem like much, in the daily routines of your life, if we just would hold on to and remember. In the greatest moments of excitement, when I'm on the Space Mountain at Disneyland, when there's joy and laughter bubbling in my heart and my spirit, He is with me through all of that. And I think if we just remembered that,
No, that is a great life lesson, just to remember. And like you said, it sounds simple, but yet for so many of us, we ask the question, Lord, are you there? Are you with me? Are you hearing me? And when we ask that question, it's from a place of questioning and doubting that He is with me. So many of us can relate at different, you know, in different seasons in our lives where we doubted that He was with us. And so, you know, when life, again, sends us all the stuff, and we're feeling so beat up, and we're feeling, you know, there's no hope for a greater tomorrow. I mean, this state of hopelessness is why people commit suicide. They commit suicide because they feel like the circumstances that I'm dealing with today, there is no greater hope that they will shift and there'll be a change for tomorrow. So they're in this hopeless state, and they feel like where I am is it. But if we can get that, regardless of the challenges that we're facing, maybe you're facing a physical challenge, maybe you're facing a financial challenge, maybe you're facing an emotional challenge, whatever that challenge is that you're facing, He is with you. So that is an amazing life lesson. And I have to tell you, I can so appreciate and relate to that one. And I thank you for sharing it. I want to remind our global listening audience that this is, again, the time in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. Again, our lines are open. Don't hesitate to press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are on your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1, again, on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. I can't thank our global listening audience enough for tuning in to Motivational Monday with Coach Adams today, presented by Inspired Media for you. I want you to know that we have had a rich discussion, and I don't say that lightly, with Yolanda Kay. We've talked about that everyone, absolutely everyone, has a story. Not to discount your story, that we must be willing to do the work. I have to do the work. And that even when we can't see, but we know that God is with us. And there's so much more, and I'm going to let Yolanda Kay add some things to that that I may have missed. We do have a caller, so I want to transition our caller in. Caller, area code 707, last 4 digits, 2214. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We thank you for tuning in. You have a question or a comment today?
Well, good evening, ladies. I just wanted to stop by and say hello, but I've been listening the entire time, and I really, really appreciate you sharing your story. And being transparent, I salute you. So it's really blessed me today, this evening, to listen. And you talk about doing the work. It's so important. And then being a leader, one of God's leading babies, right, to just share your story. It's really touched me, and I know the other women that are listening too. So I just wanted to call in and say thank you, thank you, thank you for this hour of power, Coach Adams, and our dear guest with us this evening. Thank you.
Well, thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Of course, I recognize this beautiful voice, and I thank you for being so faithful, Lady Tabitha, to Motivational Monday, former co-producer of the show. So we thank you so much for tuning in today and giving your comments. Love and appreciate you much, and looking forward to embracing you soon. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, and I'll be going to the website. Thank you so much. I appreciate
you. Oh, good.
So I would like to ask, Lady Tabitha, if you can press 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. And again, thank you for your comments today. Press 1. Thank you so much. Again, our phone lines are open, so don't hesitate to press 1. It's not too late. We have a few minutes left in today's broadcast. So, Yolanda Kay, is there anything else that you would like to share, giving some closing remarks as we prepare to wind down and wrap up? Wow, it's amazing how an hour of empowerment flies by. Any other thoughts?
I just wanted to make sure that I left the listeners with we've talked about it, but that no matter what your story is, whether you think it's not a huge story or whether you think it's really huge, and it's so huge that nobody would believe it, or it's not huge enough, you think, that no matter where you fall on or in the spectrum, that your story is important, you are not invisible, that God has put you on that path, on that journey that you're on for a reason. Ultimately, it is to bless others, but there's a reason that you're there, because nobody will be able to tell your story like you can. I want to share with them that at the end of the day, no matter what the story is, no matter what the path is, there is work to be done to get to the other side of wherever you are. It's not. It may or may not be easy. I don't know. Your path may be easier than mine, but there will be work to be done, and don't be afraid of the work. Enjoy the process. It will be hard. It may be hard. It may not. It might be hard, but in the process is what gets you to the other side. So I am encouraged by your listeners. I am encouraged that as we begin to embrace the fact that we're not invisible and that we are standing in our own power and that we are standing in the power that God has given us, that we will make a difference, a huge difference in the world, not just for ourselves but for somebody else.
So true and great words of wisdom. Truly, that was some sage wisdom that was just shared. And, you know, one of the things that stood out as you were giving that recap and those final remarks was that this process, many of us don't want to embrace the process. You know, like you see someone that it appears, suddenly they got this big movie role or whatever it is, and no one knows that they've been years behind the scenes.
Years.
behind the scenes, exactly.
Processing
through. You know, I'm sure that you would say, Yolanda Cade, that all of the years leading up to where you are today was preparation for the moments that you're experiencing now. Like you have to go through what you went through to be able to have a story for Soul Source. You know what I mean? It's like,
Absolutely.
I love that you said we have to process through. And that processing gets us on the other side. People want to get on the other side, but they don't want to do the work.
That's a whole nother show about the work.
It really is. And I want you to know that you are family here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. You are welcome to return at any time.
Good.
So whenever you say, Coach Adams, I have a subject that is pressing on me, know that, just let me know. We welcome you to return. I know you said that his story, we talked about his story, continues. There's more to unfold.
There's more to the story.
Absolutely. You have another project that you want to share, whatever it may be. Know that this is a home for you and a platform that's always available. I would like for you, as we prepare to close out today's installment, and I do have some closing announcements as well, share with our global listening audience your contact information. As my dear friend Mara Gale would say, one more again.
one more again. Yes, you can absolutely go to my website, www.yolandakaye.com. You can actually leave comments there. You may also, again, I have a Facebook group, which is called Goal for It, with a community of goal-oriented, goal-mind, purpose-driven people who have goals and dreams and visions, and we motivate, we encourage, we hold each other accountable. And so definitely you can get me there, but you can also definitely get me at my website. And if you go also to Facebook, I'm one of those Facebook people. I am on Facebook under Yolanda Mitchell Williams, and you can look for me there as well. But, yeah, definitely probably going to the website would be the easier place to be. And make sure there is a free gift for you there. If you go in, you'll get a free gift called Beyond the Vision Board, where there are 6 steps to take that vision off the board and make it your reality.
Loving it. And as we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, again, wow, how quickly an hour of power flies by. I want our global listening audience to know that we want to stay connected with you. And the way in which we do that is through our Facebook Motivational Monday forum. So let's continue the dialogue. Maybe you didn't have an opportunity to ask a question. I want you to know that this is an open group. Maybe you have a show idea, a guest, a topic that you would like to see covered on Motivational Mondays. We welcome you to do so. We would love to hear your feedback and thoughts around today's broadcast or any broadcast. So, again, Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, open group. If you're not already a part of it, just ask to be, to allow yourself to be a part of that, and we'll give you that connection. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Monday with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. On our next week's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. So I want you to know that we definitely will be reconnecting in our Shape Up series, and I want you to be aware that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment who will support you on your journey to achieve greater success. Twice a year, I self-produce a Shape Up Win Shop. However, Shape Up is going on the road in 2018, so if you would like to bring Shape Up to a location and get some people empowered where you are, send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Shape Up 4 Hours of Power Win Shop is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. Receive empowering tools to win through my full circle of empowerment and the various layers of what that looks like. If you have any questions, again, email admin@coachadams.com. The Coach Adams website is under construction. We're bringing a new face, a new look, so I can't send you there just today, but you can always email admin@coachadams.com. We want to thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. And I thank my in-studio guest, Yolanda Kay, for the rich and empowering dialogue that we've been fortunate to have. It has truly been great, and we're looking forward to hearing more from Yolanda Kay. This is Coach Adams signing off temporarily for now, but you know we're here every Monday to give you your weekly dose of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. This is Coach Adams signing off. I coach and you win. Thank you again for tuning in.